most parades, excepting when children leave for children's worship, most parades require coordination. There, with the exception of this, are very few impromptu parades. I was in the Boscov's Thanksgiving Day parade my senior year of high school. We were one of hundreds of floats that morning, and each of which spent hours choreographing and rehearsing. We did so at the school, and then representatives from the parade came and instructed us, told us when to be there and what to do, when to lip sync and when to sing it out, when to do small motions and when to put it all on the line. Each step of the parade was choreographed and fit in a larger presentation. This Palm Sunday, we process and parade, celebrating the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. In churches all around the world, this parade is reenacted with palms and Jesus, and sometimes even a donkey. Served a church that had a donkey come up the center aisle. But on that day, 2,000 years ago, there were two parades. The one that Jesus and the disciples heading to Jerusalem were a part of, the one that we're celebrating. But there's another parade that helps ours make even more sense. Pilate, the Roman governor, was also entering Jerusalem, just as Jesus did. Pontius Pilate, processing from Caesarea by the sea to Jerusalem, was also well orchestrated, and the timing was no coincidence. As devout Jews from the far-flung regions gathered to thank God in the Passover for their liberation from Egypt, to look for the day in which they'd know full freedom, the government put on a display of full force to keep those dreams in check, to know who was in charge. This visible manifestation of power was a reminder of the Roman Empire, the one that usually tolerated these quaint traditions of this small religious group until they interfered with Roman intentions and Roman power. In a show of military force, the second parade had cavalry on horses, foot soldiers, leather armor, helmets and weapons, banners and gold eagles, the symbol of the Roman Empire, sun glinting, can't you see it, on metal and gold. The loud sounds of marching feet, of clinking, bridles and beating of drums. It would have had a sombering effect on anyone who was seeing the parade. There would have been no shouts of Hosanna as Pilate rode astride the white horse, hoping to strike fear into the minds and hearts of those who were looking on. Now contrast Pilate's parade with the one we're celebrating on this day. Jesus' theatrical tableau of peace with justice. Jesus on a humble donkey, in contrast to the white stallion of Pilate. Jesus, who carried no weapons intending to stun anyone into submission. Rather, he told stories and invited hearts. He demonstrated a different way and encouraged, suggested that we would follow. Jesus' followers paid attention when he spoke, recalling the scrolls of the prophets, and I imagine in their minds, heard the prophet Zechariah, the 9th chapter, of the coming king on a donkey, not on a white stallion with gleaming gold eagles. They would have known this parade as recognizing Jesus as King and the prophecies of God coming into full visualization, bringing God's kingdom. They were living in the midst of the news we're celebrating today. News for the moment and news that would change the lives of humanity forever. For their parade marks the beginning of our Holy Week. Jesus had taught and shared his life would be given in exchange for many. As the week unfolds, you might remember they misunderstood this. They celebrated this. They protested against this. They were angry about this. They ultimately were surprised at exactly how redemption worked out. I think most of the emotions fit into the Holy Week experience. News was lived out through the disciples. News that was sometimes too much. Peter would deny, Judas would betray, Mary and women would sob in the shadows. I don't know about you, but sometimes the volume and complexity of situations like that that need our attention sounds an awful lot like the news that we hear every day. And sometimes we can imagine how you have to just turn it off. Click off the television, close the website, turn your phone from the news updates to be able to see some cute giraffe pictures or something. It all just seems too much. Too much to listen to, too much to process, too much to know how to understand. So, of course, there are moments, you and I, in which we disengage, probably watch Netflix, or times in which we have to escape the harshness with a movie in the theater or a dinner with a loved one or a really good book. People have always utilized escapism to be able to encounter reality. But on this Palm Sunday, we're reminded our faith calls us not to permanently live with our heads in the sand. We're called to participate and partake of the world in which we live. Called to usher in God's kingdom, to do uncomfortable things in the name of Jesus. We're called to join Jesus in this Holy Week, to live the whiplash of our news, even today. This Lent, we've been praying like Jesus. For this Holy Week, I invite you to pray with the news, to pray with the news of joy and challenge, that which is your own life news, and that which we all get on some kind of news feed somehow. Make sure to include both. Those of us who pray only for our own lives tend to be myopic and miss what's out in the world around us. And some of us are so far-sighted that we forget about the needs in our own lives. This week, if you were praying with the news, you might have prayed for those who were affected by tornadoes in the southeastern part of our country, or in our house, those who couldn't fly as a result of the tornadoes in the southeastern part of the country. You might have prayed for those in Colombia who lost their homes due to mudslides, 230 people who were killed as a result of the mudslides when the rains caused the nearby river to overflow most of the village. You might have prayed for the families in Syria, the ones who were affected by the bombing this week. You may have prayed for our administration, for wisdom in making good choices, not just for one, but for all of the world. You might have prayed for the military this week as new troops were deployed around the Korean Peninsula. You might have prayed for protection and wisdom for those making such hard decisions. Even this morning, you might have prayed, maybe you yet will, for those gathered in a Coptic church in northern Egypt for the Palm Sunday celebration, who were killed in a bombing, 15 individuals and 40 injured in St. George's Church. You may have prayed for those who felt like the political theater they read in the scriptures was being acted out in their own lives and their own community. My friends, prayer is not an escapist reaction to the news at hand. In fact, it's the very thing we're called to do. Prayer is the process of inviting God back into our lives and then waiting for how it is that God might move and God might use us in that. Prayer is moving from our anxieties about how am I going to solve all these problems of the world to seeing where God is calling us to answer God's call, to move in power and justice in a world bereft of God's presence. Today, we join in a well-orchestrated parade, a parade of acclamation and praise, one that has been planned and prophesied for years before. We commit, as we join the parade, not just to stick with Jesus when it's joyful and it's exciting, when it's full of praise, but to remain with him as denial and pain, suffering and betrayal, death and bafflement become a part of the unfolding of this week. We remain with the Messiah who has been with us in the midst of our denials and betrayals. We remain with the Christ who has never deserted us, never fallen asleep in the midst of our prayers. We raise our praises, our hosannas, God save us, throughout this week. I invite you in your prayers to pray with the news this week, and then join us here as we pray with Jesus throughout this holy week. We may very well be like inside out with all the emotions in this week, but we then see the fullness of God's gift to us as we gather next Sunday for resurrection. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.